2016 seems to be another difficult year for employment as this year's graduate numbers soar to an all-time high of 7.65 million. And if we include numbers from vocational schools and secondary school students who plan to join the workforce following graduation, the youth working pool will reach a staggering 15 million. Yet Tencent reports indicate that close to half, that's 48% of these graduates, are not too worried about not finding a job, nor are they actively looking for them. What's the deal? Guys, is it true that these fresh graduates are just sitting on their hands at home and doing nothing, not even looking for a job?
Well, no, apparently not.
What?
It's not true. Sorry to burst your bubble there, but according to the reports, only 1.2% of that 48% sector that you mentioned are the ones who are just sitting around and not looking for a job. I'm quite impressed that even 1.2% of people were honest enough to answer, yes, I'm just sitting around, not doing anything. But the rest, apparently, that leaves 46.8%. That leaves who are not just sitting around, but also not actively looking for a job. I guess they have different priorities than the traditional job hunting concerns.
Yeah, it's very interesting. If you take a look at the top five jobs graduate want, the top one is online celebrity. Over half of the graduates wants to be online celebrity. And number two, voice actor or actress. In Chinese, there's the word 声优 for it. And number three, makeup artist. Number four, coser, which is short for cosplayer, I guess. And number five, quality assurance game tester. So it seems jobs with the entertainment industry seem to be what the youngster generation wants. I guess being a celebrity and having a fabulous life is attractive to many people born after 1995. And if you look at the online celebrity, the answer is quite interesting. Close to half of the recent graduates have decided that they'd rather be their own boss, even if it means dealing with a hard path ahead. So I think the flexible working hours and the high return may be the attracting point.
Yeah, that's quite interesting, and also that's the details that really caught my eye and made me feel so ancient, made me feel like a million years old, and there's one skeptical side of me that is screaming, you people obviously know nothing about what society working in the job force, what it's like. And later on, did a little bit more research and realized that the numbers that figures that Yu Yang just cited are actually belonging to a subcategory of the so-called new fashion jobs. So it's not like 54% of all of these youngsters want to become internet celebrities, but it's amongst the newer jobs that are catching on these days. But still, so many of them want fame from the internet and think that there's a chance of getting the big bucks. Sorry to burst your bubble. Actually, I will not apologize for that, because that bubble will burst. But also, when I was looking at these figures, it's quite interesting that apparently, you know, being so calm about not finding a job, it's in line with the different tiers of cities. Like, Beijing's number one in terms of not really actively looking for a job, and people are sort of just comfortable going with it.
I think among those who are not actively looking for jobs, part of them are still looking for further study. A quarter of these graduates have opted for further studies as opposed to directly joining the workforce, and over 15% of them hope to continue their studies in foreign nations. These are very popular picks, like United States, Japan, Australia, and Canada. And as He Yang mentioned, yes, students from first-tier cities, especially Beijing, are particularly in favor of this option.
Yeah, I think all of these kind of options It very much depends on kind of how the question was phrased and what people understood they were answering when they answered it, because it's very easy for people to say, yes, my ideal job would be online celebrity. But how many of these people actually practically think they're going to become one might be slightly different. Like, I could go out and answer a survey and say, I want to be a top tennis player, I don't know, or something.
Yeah.
But it doesn't necessarily mean that I realistically hold that ambition. I might still then end up in another job. So I think it'll be interesting to kind of look at the statistics in like a few months or years time maybe, and see how many of these people actually did what they said they were going to do.
Yeah, that's very interesting. You know, what you think you want to do and what you actually capable of doing is two different things.
Yeah, and exactly with that kind of question, I think it's really great that, Nick, you bring it up, because I think with surveys, it's particularly important to figure out the wording as well. Sometimes if you change the order of certain words or just change the choice of words, people's answer could alter just because of how the question was being asked. And it's quite interesting the way this report has been conducted, because I don't think necessarily it's survey-based, but we have limited information on it. It seems to be conducted by the Tencent QQ search website. So I suspect that it's by collecting data through people's search choices, then they sort of arrive to this conclusion. But no matter what, this is a new report with new results that really surprised me in so many ways. And also, like what Yu Yang said earlier about becoming a boss. Yeah, how did becoming your own boss become so popular right now?
Yeah, many people are enthusiastic about starting up your own business. I have another figure. Over 15% of these graduates have developed a strong interest in building their own startups, with internet projects and agriculture industry being at the front line for earning money in the books of the new generation. And it's very interesting to notice that the female population's interest in doing their own startup has reached a high of 40%, because according to people's general perception, girls need to find a stable job with a stable salary, like a teaching post, and after getting married, the focus of the girl is taking care of the family. That's the traditional way of thinking. Now it's quite encouraging to see that 40% of female population is willing to take the risk and start up their own career and being the boss of their own.
But does that also mean that 60% of the male population or the sampling pool are saying, we want to be bosses?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but still, you know, to give these girls some credit, at least I think this percentage is still higher than previously perceived. Mm-hmm. So I think that might be a good thing. But also, I think this is happening behind in the backdrop of sort of what the nation is promoting these days about starting your own business, about entrepreneurship and all that. But there's, again, a skeptical He Yang sort of just screaming that I think it's hugely irresponsible if we're blindly promoting that young people should just go out and start their business, because for a young person, the vast majority of them, and can I include myself as well a little bit?
Yeah.
You just have no experience and you have limited resources, or often you're gambling with your parents' money. And if the older generation, the mentors of these young people are just promoting that, you know, start your own business is the way to go, I think, yeah, because you are not putting your own money into this. And I think they need a lot more guidance or support. And if I think for most of them, probably just put off that idea for a few years until you get more resources and knowledge, then start your own shop, your own thing.
Yeah. And He Yang, you said you're being skeptical. That means you're good at kind of critical thinking.
Otherwise, how can I be on round table, right?
Yeah.
Just joking.
So let's look at this issue from another side. And according to a netizen named Lu Xiaotong, he said, by unwilling to work for the sake of work, This shows that they are capable of critical thinking, as well as having a clear idea of what they want to do in the future. Furthermore, just because they don't find a job doesn't mean that they are incapable of making a living. So is it a good thing that sometimes we need critical thinking instead of follow the suit, while everybody else is actively looking for some jobs which is actually not very suitable for themselves? And develop your own interests and find a best post which can display your talent to the largest extent.
I think that's a very admirable sentiment, and obviously he has kind of the best interests, or she, I'm not sure, at heart when he says that, you know, obviously it would be great for people to be able to choose their own path, to kind of make their own startup, become an online celebrity, find whatever they want to do for themselves instead of just taking a job just for the sake of it. But, you know, that unfortunately, that's just not realistic for every single person. I think the reason people want to do these kind of things, make their own startup, is because the ones we always hear about are the ones that were huge success stories, and the people were really successful and they made loads of money out of it, and they've, you know, created a service or a product that people now really value and is really kind of celebrated. So of course that's kind of an attractive path for anybody to want to take, but the nature of it is that not every single person can do that, or otherwise, you know, no one would be running our businesses because we'd all be out making our own startups and being online celebrities. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a good point, but unfortunately just not that realistic for every single person.
I think it's really gracious of you, Nick, for putting it so mildly, but still, you know, getting the message out for young people. And also, I know we have a lot of student listeners, so I think this kind of topic is probably very relevant for a lot of our target demographic.
I don't want to be the one shattering anybody's dreams here, but
but I think sometimes maybe you need to listen to a little bit of, you know, voices from the real world, and maybe you can adjust your dream a little bit. And I think when you see there is so many people who want to become internet celebrities, voice actors, or, you know, these kind of new professions that have only recently come into vogue, I think that, in a way, shows that these people are seeing what they're good at and are kind of following the desires at heart, and they're not really settling down for whatever is has come up for them. And don't you think that is, like, the new finding of this report?
Oh yeah, talking about not settling down, this the findings also indicate that many of the graduates choose to take a year off and search
like a gap year?
Yeah, like take a gap year and search for their own different experiences. And I think it's very interesting that taking some time off in a gap year has been to get the most of life through traveling, to experience different lifestyle. This is a kind of common in Western countries, but kind of rare in China. And the gap year is not all about fun and leisure, but also a time for these graduates to participate and volunteer in various meaningful initiatives, such as international, environmental, health, and charitable organizations. And in terms of where these graduates want to do the most during their gap year, volunteering in the education field has gotten the top spot at 76%, while other service industries only manages a distant record at 8%. I think they choose not to sit down to experience something new and valuable for them, and to search for the life meaning, from my perspective.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you're very lucky if you can go away for 1 year and find your life's meaning, I think. But yeah, it's very encouraging that nearly three quarters, I think, of people you said there were more interested in doing educational volunteering during this kind of time. So it seems that, you know, at least you're doing something useful and, you know, making the most of that year if you choose to take one.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to be the most critical one out of us three again, I think. When I saw all that information and heard it from Yu Yang. You put it so eloquently. Thank you for doing that, Yu Yang. And I just feel, wow, what a difference of living standards today's youngsters have as opposed to my generation. I'm post-1985 born. And as opposed to our parents' generation and further our grandparents' generation. And in a way, okay, again, skeptical, just bear with me. I don't know why I'm in this mood today. Is it because it's Monday? Let's just be critical, but you guys can fight back. These kids talking about finding yourself, the meaning of life when you are, what, 21, 22, or whatever. Let's think about our grandparents. They had to fight in wars. They had to defend their countries. When they came back from war, maybe with a broken leg or one leg, they had to start families. They had to work hard and think about how am I going to raise my kids? How am I going to start a family? And now these kids are like, oh, I want to find the meaning of my life. Should I have KFC or McDonald's for dinner tonight? How different has things changed? Do you think, just for the sake of it, we're having this beat generation, this younger generation of people? And yes, I do feel like a dinosaur again. Discuss, guys.
Yeah, well, actually, when I was doing the research, I myself was also feeling the great generation gap. And I feel that, wow, it's a different, it's a new generation. They like to experience many new things. But I also think it has something to do with their family background. Actually, I believe not all the students have the luxury to do it, to take a gap year or to stay at home, not actively looking for jobs. I think they must be, probably most of them are from quite well-off families. If they have great economic pressure, I think they must be in a rush to look for jobs to support themselves, actually.
Yeah, I think you've hit the nail on the head that is what these statistics can tell us, is about how much living standards have improved and how much more kind of freedom people feel that they have to make these kind of decisions, as opposed to just having to take a job just, you know, to make ends meet, as Ho Yang's grandparents had to do. Sorry to hear that had such a difficult stories about one leg and all of these kind of things.
Well, but I think that's a reflection of our grandparents' generation and also our parents' generation that had to go through other kind of campaigns and difficulties and hardships in growing up. But yes, I think China has seen so much development, as that is reflected through these numbers of choices of young people.
Yeah. Crazy numbers of choices and kind of choices that even, you know, you wouldn't think of as being up there in the list or making the top five. So,
true. And do you think that the dreams of these youngsters of becoming self-employed, of, you know, finding a job in sort of the new, like really these very fashionable occupations, such as becoming an online celebrity or a voice actor, can that sustain their living, basically? Do you think those dreams can be realized or dashed in a way?
I suggest they have to get more social experience.
Yeah, get more work experience, all right?
Yeah, and their dreams might be boosted or crushed by the experience. But they still need to know more about the society.
Yeah, I think, as we've said, for a very select few, this can work, but 54% of people might be pushing it slightly.
Yes, and there's always going to be winners, and we're always going to see winners' stories, as they are the survivors, and, you know, that's what survivor theory is all about. And there are going to be the online celebrities that make the big bucks and make news, and whatever they do gets celebrity treatment, like Poppy Jung, as we have seen. And there's going to be other voice actors that I think are going to be super popular and well-known, particularly in the online community. But if you see if voice actors can actually make a good living, it's actually quite difficult. And we happen to be in the voice industry, as I pretty much know this firsthand, that if you want to raise a family by, your voice. It is probably just 1% of those working in that industry can actually do that. Most people have to work supplementary jobs.
Yes, and many new industries like voice actor or cosplayer, this kind of industry actually are not well regulated in China. Yeah, it's a bit hard to survive and make a living or thrive in this industry. You need to be careful.
Yeah, but also to become a makeup artist, I think actually this might have a more promising future because nowadays there are a few industries that are thriving and need makeup artists. So, you know, there's like the photography industry and I think it's very easy to find jobs actually if you're a makeup artist, but to earn the big bucks in what ever occupation or industry, it requires so much dedication.
Yes.
And so much devotion and hard work. So for young people out there, geez, I feel so old again. I think I can sort of still be categorized as a young person, but with a few more years of work experience than a lot of you, I think that is the advice I would give you. But what about you guys? Any last sentence advice you would give to these young people? I'm sure a lot of them, or most of them, if not all of them, have great futures.
Yeah, I'm sure. And, you know, these things are always great, you know, to have as a dream, but maybe learn something else that you can fall back on if it doesn't work out.
Yeah, that's a good point. At least you have something to live on, right? And, grow older and have more experience.
Yeah, I guess so. And those are... Okay, some comforting last notes to give to these people. And look at the clock. Why don't we do something unprecedented on this show? That is, let's announce the winner of the sofa right before the break. That has never done before. We're trying something new today.
Yeah, new schedule.
Yes, so who has actually won the epic battle, the war of getting the round table sofa and coach or whatever you call it, the throne. The first person that's commented at 1 o'clock on today's live show, that is Mr. Liam.
Liam.
Well done to you. And I was just looking back at some of the message history throughout the weekend, and Liam, poor Liam, he actually punched in on Saturday when we don't have a live show on Easy FM, but we have a replay on a different frequency. But anyway, so Liam, you've made it, and I appreciate your enthusiasm, and I saw your profile photo. I think you're a cute-looking guy, so I'm letting you know that on Monday. Hopefully that can make you a little bit happier.